So Jarrell's going to have the surgery, and Dr. Meister will do it, and they're looking for a date for that.
Tommy John?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts learning that?
Unfortunate. I mean, you know, just for him having to go through what a lot of guys have to go through, but, you know, we felt like he was on the cusp of really coming into his own, and it's just going to be delayed a year, unfortunately.
Knowing that he's out the full year, would you like to see some outside help brought in for the rotation? Or?
I think we're comfortable with who we have here for now. There could be some, they'll probably look around a little bit at this point, but we'll see.
The fact that teams are getting close to the time where they let some guys go and we'll have to make roster decisions, does that maybe make that a good time for you guys to start looking?
It's probably a question for David and Billy, but I would think, you know, depth is something we felt like we have. Now when you take away a guy like that, then, you know, it's a little different off season going on too. You know, maybe you potentially could find somebody a little under what potentially his value could be, but again, not my job description.
You had such a relatively injury-free camp today. Disappointing to have this happen.
Yeah.
Still a week and a half to go.
Yeah, and if there's one area that, you know, we you know, probably can't have a tough time withstanding that, it would be in our starting pitching right now, but just gives an opportunity for somebody else. But obviously we feel bad for the individual first, and then, you know, for our depth as well.
How long are you looking for Manaea to go today?
I think he's 70 today. We'd like to see him get out there for the fifth.
You had mentioned yesterday that your preference is often to have a true long guy in the bullpen.
Right.
Who would you say right now is sort of jumping?
Well, I mean, this thing kind of, there's a trickle down to the Cotton effect, so. It was looking like he would be on our rotation for sure, so someone else is going to have to step up as far as that goes. Once we decide the five, then we'll take a look at who we think our length could be. But we feel like we have several options.
Does Bassett not miss mix, would you say?
Maybe down the list a little bit at this point. Based on the fact that he really hasn't been out there for length yet, you know. The other day we're trying to get him two, and pitch count wise we only got one out of him, so we'd have to have a guy that we felt like has pitched multiple innings here.
What's going on with Frankie Montas?
He's had a little shoulder soreness. He threw a bullpen yesterday, feels a lot better. He was down for a while, so it's going to take him a while to get back up to. We're really conservative once somebody's down with an arm injury about getting them back, so at this point he's not an option either.
When you're looking at the list, I mean, Gossett kind of on that bubble too,
yeah.
But is he a guy that, if not in the rotation, would you prefer him to continue his development as a starter, or would you consider him here as really?
That's probably one we have to decide. You know, you always have, you want at least one or two guys, you know, stretched out to be able to pitch in your rotation, you know, if indeed somebody gets injured or somebody falters. So that would factor in, but he's one of those guys that potentially could do that role.
With the Lucroy, probably any concern at all, just the late start for him in spring training, and I mean, he's a vet and everything, but now he's playing, do you have to wonder, give him some actual reps and wonder if he's a concern with late spring training?
At this point, we're not. I mean, he's had more at-bats than half the guys on the team, I think, over minor league camp. He got seven or eight more yesterday, so, and I think five more hits. So he as far as the at-bats go, we're okay there. It's just, you know, incrementally getting him into the catching process. You know, you're seeing some of these guys that signed late, you know, whether it was Dickerson, there were a few guys that ended up getting hurt pretty quickly once you got him into games. Even Ichiro got injured, you know, getting into a game pretty quickly. So we don't want that. So we're trying to combat that with the bats over there without running. I think he did run the bases the last couple days. But he won't play 2 days in a row here for a little bit. I mean, he won't play tomorrow after today. And then he'll catch the night game, and then we'll see where we are with him.
Bob, Sheldon Noisy's gotten into a lot of games here with you. What's been your impressions of him thus far?
Very impressive. not only with the versatility defensively, but he's got a great approach, very advanced for a guy that age. He stays out in the right center field gap, doesn't really, you look at his average, I think he's hitting 220, but he's on base a lot more in a slugging percentage, and a lot of his outs are hard hit outs. And he stays with his approach, and sometimes that can be tough to do at big league camp when you're trying to impress. Younger guys are trying to, hit home runs to left field and BP. He stays away from that. Very advanced for his age. He's been one of the guys that has opened our eyes as a staff very quickly.
And you said you liked the way he's looking in the field as well?
Yeah, it's the first time we had him at short yesterday. That ball got on him a little bit, took a little bit of a bad hop. It probably wasn't in position like he's been at third. We've had him predominantly at third, a little bit at second. We'll start to move him around a little bit more too, probably.
You liked Frankie Vaccaro's approach at the plate this spring?
It's been great to me. I mean, every time I see him, he has a good approach. And, he's had good springs for us and has to do with a lot of at-bats. He leads our team in at-bats. I think he's got 41 plate appearances this spring already. But he always looks like right away in camp that he's swinging the bat well. He's continued to again this spring. He always impresses me.
What have you seen of Alcantara? And is he a guy who possibly be a long man also?
Yeah, definitely. He's one of those guys in that consideration for sure. Plus, he's out of options too, so we have a decision to make with him.
Thank you.